الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah and we ask him to exalt the mention, grant peace and send his blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad, his wives, his companions and everyone who follows them on the righteous path until the day of judgment. We continue with Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah لشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى. And those who have been gone for some time and have honored us with their return, we are actually, or we had been dealing with the concept of the believer seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a day of judgment. This is what we believe as Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah, that the believers will see Allah. Okay? Because we said they are among the Muslims, those who deny that. And we will see how and why. So then we actually stopped at a couple of stanzas from a poet, from some poetry which were used by some of the righteous predecessors to indicate what we said is tawatur. We said that it's a narration that has been narrated by too many people through too many different ways, so much so that it becomes impossible for it to be a fabrication or a weak narration. It's just authentic times 10. It's definitely authentic. مما تواتر حديث من كذب ومن بنى لله بيتا واحتسب ورؤية شفاعة والحوض ومسح خفين وهذا بعض. Among the narrations which have been done in a tawatur, abundantly narrated to us by various ways, the hadith of whoever lies against me, let him choose his place in the hellfire. Be careful of falling into those mentioned in this narration by forwarding emails that you receive simply because they say the Prophet ﷺ said blah blah blah, and then you forward it to people and you think khalas, yani you're spreading knowledge. Very often these narrations are baseless lies, fabrications against the Prophet ﷺ that are being forwarded to the Muslims, and you in fact fall under those who lied against him by propagating falsehood. So then we said, as we mentioned before, either you have resources with which you can verify authentic narration, alhamdulillah. Inauthentic narration, then obviously you warn the sender. If you're unable to reach such a conclusion, delete it. Don't forward it to anyone and fall into trouble by, you know, sending information that has not been verified. Very important. وَمَنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ بَيْتًا, whoever builds a house for Allah, a masjid, that is, Allah will build one for him in the Jannah. And then وَرُؤْيَا, رُؤْيَا, the vision, the state of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شَفَاعَ, intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the believers on the Day of Judgment. وَالْحَوْضُ, the fount of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with which the believers will drink. We call it a sip of water, with after which they will never feel thirsty again. But this is for those who follow the Sunnah, not the innovators. According to the hadith, when the people of innovation come and the angels prevent them from approaching, and he will say, my ummah, my people, they will say, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ, you don't know what kind of innovations they introduce into the deen after you. He will say, سُحْقًا سُحْقًا, let them be destroyed. He doesn't want to deal with innovators, those who change his sunnah and bring something new that he alayhi salatu wasalam did not teach. So we need to avoid innovations in our belief system, in our acts of worship, in our transactions, everything. We stick to the sunnah all the way inshallah, even if we wind up opposing the ummah. وَمَصْحُ خَفَّيْن, and wiping over the socks, or particularly خُفَّيْن is the leather sock, right? The leather socks. However, the scholars have other narrations where jawarib or jawrab was mentioned, which is a sock, a regular sock, cotton or otherwise, and the ruling actually is applicable to both. You may wipe over leather socks, you may wipe over your shoes, or you may wipe over your socks. This is from the sunnah. You should even pray in your shoes sometimes. This is also the sunnah, but you can't do it today in the masajid. However, if you're ever in an outing and you are in a situation where you can pray with your shoes, the sunnah is to pray with your shoes at times. And you all know the narration where the Prophet ﷺ was praying And Jibreel came and told him to take off his shoe. So the Sahaba took off the shoes because there was some filth on the shoe. Point being, he was praying with his shoes on. Furthermore, he said, distinguish yourself from the Jews. They don't pray with their shoes, so you pray with your shoes. Trying to give us our own identity. So we do not resemble the kuffar, even in the manner of the shoes in salah. Subhanallah. طيب. فالمراد بقوله ورؤيا رؤية المؤمنين ربهم. What is intended in this stanza here, that seeing is the Muslims or the believers seeing Allah Azza wa Jal. وأهل السنة والجماعة يقولون إن النظر هنا بالبصر حقيقة. أهل السنة والجماعة say this vision here is with one sight in truth. It is not a metaphorical, illusion kind of seeing, where like insight, you see the truth, but you don't really see the truth, you know, flying, and you say, okay, I saw the truth in what you're saying. Or even when you speak to people, you say, do you understand what I'm saying? Say, yeah, I see. And you don't really mean you're seeing a physical thing, right? But here, when we speak of seeing, we don't mean that the believers will suddenly feel some delight in their heart and this will be a consequence or a result of them seeing Allah. It will be physical seeing. They will see Allah with their eyes. Okay? A physical vision. Not an illusion or anything of this nature. وَلَا يَلْزَمْ مِنْهُ الْإِدْرَاكِ. However, this does not necessitate encompassment, grasping. And the Shaykh will explain, لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارُ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارُ. No vision can grasp him. No vision can encompass Allah. However, he grasps all vision. كَمَا أَنَّ الْعِلْمِ بِالْقَلْبِ أَيْضًا لَا يَلْزَمْ مِنُهُ الْإِدْرَاكُ. Similarly, having knowledge does not mean that you'll be able to encompass the knowledge. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. We cannot encompass Allah in knowledge. However, where do you believe in Allah? In your heart. Are you able to realize and recognize and have knowledge of everything about Allah in your heart? No. So the fact that you have something does not necessitate encompassment. يعني full knowledge of that thing. Similarly, you may be an IT or you may be an engineer. And the fact that you have some knowledge of engineer does not mean that everything regarding engineer is something that you know. Right? Alaykum salam. You know something, and knowing something and being able to put your fingers on some of the engineering material does not mean that you are, you know, your books. You're an encyclopedia of engineering. Right? It's just you have some knowledge of something. Similarly, the fact that Allah will be seen doesn't mean that we'll be able to encompass Allah in the sight, in the vision, because لا يحيطون به علما. Allah cannot be encompassed in this fashion. ونحن نعلم ربنا بقلوبنا. We know Allah, our Lord, with our hearts. لكن لا ندرك كيفيته وحقيقته. But we do not know the reality, the howness of Allah, the essence of Allah is unknown to us. وفي يوم القيامة نرى ربنا بأبصارنا ولكن لا تدركه أبصارنا. Similarly, excuse me, on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, we'll be able to see Allah. However, we will not be able, the believers will see Allah. However, they will not be able to encompass Allah with their vision. They'll be able to see whatever Allah allows them to see. But to encompass Allah, the greatness, the magnitude of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is beyond human ability. Al-ayat, this was the first ayah which we had quoted, proving what? That Allah Azza wa Jal will be seen by the believers on the Day of Judgment. And the ayah, I repeat, was Surah Al-Qiyamah, right? Verses 22 and 23. وجوه يوم إذن ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. Faces on that day, radiant, illuminating, shining. إلى ربها, to its Lord, ناظرة, looking at its Lord. This is the verse in the Quran. No one can deny it. Ayah number 2. Surah Al-Mutaffifin, verse 23. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ. It's written here 23. Yours is also 24. But one of us is right and one of us is wrong. We'll figure it out at the end. Surah Al-Mutaffifin, just remember the ayah. It's only three words. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. Okay, when you go home, if it's 24, then it's 24. If it's 23, it's 23. We can look it up in a little bit. My book says 23. Allahu alam. But you both have the same publishers, right? So doesn't mean that you're right. Still, على كل حال, on adorned couches, observing على الأرائك. This is describing the believers. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم, right? The abrar, the extremely righteous, those who are full of righteousness, are in delight. They are fi na'im. This, you know, if you listen to Nu'man and you see the usage of the preposition fi, in, and you're in, it usually indicates immersion. You're immersed in something. So they're not having some na'im or ala na'im, on some. They are in that delight. All kinds of happiness, physical happiness, mental happiness, you know, the whole thing is just good, good stuff. So they are fi na'im. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ, on couches, on adorned couches, observing, looking. ينظرون, looking. The Shaykh said, الْأَرَائِكُ جَمْعُ أَرِيكَ وَهِيَ السَّرِيرُ الْجَمِيلِ الْمُغَطَّى بِمَا يُشْبِهُ النَّامُوسِيَّ. Araik is the plural of the singular arika. An arika is a beautiful bed. It's a nice, lofty bed which has some sort of covering. You know, something, just imagine like a king, and has this big, big, you know, beautiful bed. Not just the average bed that you sleep on when you go home. You know, one of them beds you got from Sleep High. A real bed, you know, real fancy stuff. And of course, what is in Jannah is beyond our imagination. This is like the closest thing we could, you know, we could depict in reality. The essence of this bed, only Allah knows about it, right? This is just for the people of Jannah. ينظرون لم يذكر المنظور إليه. Looking, observing. But the مفعول به, which in English is called the predicate, or the object of this. You have a subject predicate, then you have the verb, and then you have the object, direct object and indirect object. Whatever the case may be, however you want, whichever one you choose in the grammar, English grammar, that which the verb is being done to, the object of the sentence is not mentioned. For example, you say, I gave Brother Muhammad some water. I, subject, gave, verb. And who's the object of the sentence? The direct object is Brother Muhammad. The indirect object is water. Okay? But here it says, I gave him. Gave him what? It doesn't mention. What is the wisdom behind that here? What is the benefit behind this particular usage? The fact that when the object was not mentioned, that means that everything you can imagine is included. Because if I mention one thing, I'm making it exclusive now, specifying that what he's looking at is A, Hur al-Ain. But when no mention was made of the object, meaning they're looking at all kinds of good stuff, right? Which includes looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see the beauty of the Quran? I'm sure you do. فَيَكُونُ عَامًا لِكُلِّ مَا يَتَنَعَمُونَ بِالنَّظَرِ إِلَيْهِ. So this encompasses everything that will make him happy. Because you have the context. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Right? We are in the same context. They are in delight. How is this delight taking place? They are reclining on couches. Looking. Looking at what? That which is making them delighted. You see the connection here. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. وَأَظَمُهُ وَأَنْعَمُهُ النَّظَرُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And the greatest of all bounties and delightfulness is looking at Allah the Exalted. لِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. Because Allah had said earlier, you will recognize in their faces the radiance of pleasure. Because of them looking at Allah, they will look even better. فَسِيَاقُ الْآيَةِ يُشْبِهُ قَوْلُهُ وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَى رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. So now the context here is very similar to the previous ayat we mentioned in Surah Al-Qiyamah. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَى رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. There's a connection now between the concepts and the context in the first and the second. فَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى كُلِّ مَا يَتَنَعَمُونَ بِالنَّظَرِ إِلَيْهِ. So they are looking at everything which brings them delight when they look at it. وَمِنْهُ النَّظَرُ إِلَى قُرَنَاءِ السُّوءِ يُعَذَّبُونَ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. And this is an amazing thing. Among the things that will make the believers happy in Jannah is looking at the people of Jahannam being punished and tortured. Why? It's time for revenge. revenge. You see, Allah tells us in the same surah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. Until the end of the ayah, those who were criminals, engaged in criminal acts, whenever they would see the believers, they would mock them. Mutawwi'. They make fun of a mutawwi', huh? Or the kuffar, they say these, you know, crazy Muslims, right? No, this, they can't do this, they marry four wives, blah blah. Any kind of criticism that they try to find, you know, on Muslims by making fun of us. And this happens, you know, this happens, and especially if you lived in the West, Muslims are, you know, they jokes are made against them, right? Whether directly or indirectly, and so on and so forth. So anyways, because they used to make fun of us, or they make fun of us in the dunya, the tables will be turned around on the Day of Judgment. You got the believer chilling in Jannah, you know, he got his hands behind his head like this, he's having a great old time, everything is beautiful, and there's that sucker in Jahannam burning. And among the things that will make him happy is looking at him. And not only that, you know how the difference, the vastness between the Jannah and Jahannam? I mean, the person will be fi sawa'il jahim, as Allah says in Surah Al-Safat. He is in the depth of Jahannam, and the believer is in the seventh heaven, you know, somewhere way above. However, he'll be able to see him and talk to him. He'll be able to see him and talk to him. And the people in Jahannam will be able to speak to the people in Jannah. قالوا وقال الذين وقال شو الآية لا إله إلا الله. Anyways, أفيض علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله. قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين. Those who are in the hellfire will say to those who are in Jannah, please share with us some water or anything which Allah has given you. They will say, verily Allah has made them prohibited upon the disbelievers. They will beg them for something, you know, to quench their thirst, and they will not be given. This is a conversation between the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam. Anyways, I will not go off track as usual. So among that is looking at the people being punished in Jahannam. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينَ يَقُولُ وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ. While the people are in Jannah having a good old time after he finishes with his Hur al-Ain, and he would like to go out and hang out with the brothers for a little bit, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, a speaker among them will say, indeed I had a companion on earth who used to say to me, are you indeed of those who believe? Mocking. You really believe? You know, nowadays, what's the biggest, I mean, look, if you really want to know what's going on, go on some of the internet news websites. And anytime there's any news pertaining to something Islamic, read the comments of the disbelievers. It is not, I read them every day with my own eyes. Nothing but criticism. A brother in Yemen married a 12-year-old girl, which is totally fine in Islam, even if the disbelievers hate it. Allah decreed that in her pregnancy she had some complications and she died, which happens to anyone. Older woman, younger woman, as a 50-year-old woman, if she doesn't have her menopause, she may die because of delivery complications. And especially in a place like, you know, where there isn't much medical advancement. They're still, you know, somewhat backwards. So now, the kuffar, because of this piece of information, they start speaking about the Prophet ﷺ and insulting him and saying that he is this, and I'm not going to tell you what they say, obviously you know what I'm saying. Then they make fun of the Muslims. Anytime there's something related to jihad, then they make fun. Oh, they're waiting for the 72 virgins in paradise. They want the 72 virgins, they make fun of the shuhada, because we believe that the shaheed will get 72 virgins in Jannah. So this is a joke for the kuffar, right? You really believe in this stuff? This is their mentality. Come on now. You really believe there's paradise? Come on man, have fun. Like, you live only once, there's nothing after you die. You know, blah blah blah. This is their belief system. So one of them used to say to the believer in the dunya, really believe in this? Do you really believe in the, you know, life to come, accountability, resurrection? Come on now. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ. You're trying to tell me that if we die and we decay, we become dust and bones, you know, decayed bones, that we will be held accountable, we will be brought back and to get brought resurrected, and you know, we'll stand before Allah. That was his mentality. Now the believer will say, this is what he used to tell him in the dunya. قال لأصحابي قال هل أنتم مطلعون. He will say to his companions, would you like to look? Would you like to share a look with me? Looking downstairs. للتشويق. This is like trying to excite them, you know. Would you like to take a look with me? يطلعون على ماذا. What do they look at? They look at that old friend of his in the dunya who used to make fun of him for being a believer. فطلع فرآه في سواء الجحيم. So he will look and he will see him in the depth of Jahannam, burning. قال, then of course the ayat say, قال تالله إن كنت لترضين ولو نعمة ربي لكنت من المحضرين. آخر الآيات. Then he will say, by Allah, you almost destroyed me with you. Had it not been for Allah's mercy, I would have been among those with you downstairs. So you almost took me along with you with this nonsense that you were upon in terms of the belief system. The point being, the Shaykh says, أعوذ بالله رآه في سوايها في أصلها وقعدها سبحان الله. He will be able to see him in the depth of Jahannam, in the middle of Jahannam. We seek refuge with Allah. هذا في أعلى عليين وهذا في أسفل سافلين. One is in the highest level of Jannah, the other one is in lowest levels of Jahannam. والعياذ بالله. وينظر إليه مع بعد المسافة العظيمة. And he's able to see him without glasses, even though there's a huge difference, a huge distance. No telescope, nothing. Allah will make this easy. He'll just be able to see him burning in Jahannam. So we, you know, what we need to do is what? We need to strive to be the brother in Jannah, not the brother in Jahannam. Now, you don't want someone to look at you and say, hey man, I told you, I gave you nasiha, you didn't listen. You want to be the one who's saying that to someone, not someone saying that to us. And that requires of us to live according to Islam, not according to what we think is nice. Because what we think is nice sometimes is very bad. So we have to use Islam as the governing, it's a government. Okay, and when you are a law-abiding citizen, you don't play games with the government. You stick to the rules, you follow the instructions, and you don't disobey. We have to have this kind of mentality in Islam. Wallahu al-musta'an. طيب. لكن نظر أهل الجنة ليس كنظر أهل الدنيا. هناك ينظر الإنسان في ملكه في الجنة مسيرة ألفي عام. Just in case you're confused, the Sheikh said, the seeing of the people of Jannah, their vision, is not like the vision of the people of the dunya. A man, a person, a human being will be looking into his own private property in Jannah the distance of 2,000 years. The walking distance, masira from sayr. The walking distance, how long would it take you to walk 2,000 years? If you spend 2,000 years walking, 2,000 years, how long is that distance? This is your private property in Jannah. You'll be able to see it all. Just like, you know, as if it's everything is few kilometers away, few meters away. Forget about kilometers. Everything will be close. You're talking about vast. This is in Jannah. This is maybe the least person in Jannah. Alfay am. Masira. The walking distance of 2,000 years. Is it worth it? Is it worth it that we kind of keep ourselves in check for these 50, 60 years and get this for eternity? It is. But we need to, you know, realize that. ينظر أقصاه كما ينظر أدناه. He looks at the farthest point the same way he looks at the nearest point. There's absolutely no difference between them. من كمال النعيم. This is why this is a byproduct of the epitome of delightfulness. It's so good. Things are so good that Allah gave him that kind of pleasure. لأن الإنسان لو كان نظره كنظري في الدنيا ما استمتع بنعيم الجنة. Because if a person's sight, vision was in the Jannah was like that of the dunya, he will not really have a good time with his vision in Jannah. لأنه ينظر إلى ماذا قريب. Because he only sees, you know, short distances. فيخفى عليه شيء كثير منه. So you'll be, many things will be absent and he will not be able to see them. But Allah gave him a special vision in the life to come. اطلع من أعلى عليين excuse me إلى أسفل سافرين فرآه في سواء الجحيم. Then he looked from the highest point to the lowest point and he saw him in the depth, in the middle of Jahannam. قال يخاطبه. He said to him, addressing him, تالله إن كدت لتردين. By Allah, you almost ruined me. وهذا يدل على أنه كان دائما يحاول أن يضله أو يضله. This is an indicative that this person was always striving to mislead him. He didn't leave him alone. He always kind of poked fun at him. ولهذا قال إن كدت يعني إنك قربت. This is why he used the term كدت, almost. You came close to bringing me with you. وإن هذه المخففة لا ثقيلة. That's grammar. ولولا نعمة ربي لكنت من المحضرين. If not for the favor of my Lord, I would have been among those brought to hell. أفما نحن بميتين. Then are we not to die? Are we not to die? This is again the conversation until the end of the ayah. This is Surah As-Saffat. Surah As-Saffat is one of the most beautiful chapters in the Quran, and the whole Quran is beautiful. But try to read Surah As-Saffat in particular, and read the interpretation of the meaning in English or whatever language you prefer. And there are many lessons in the surah, because it deals with many different subject matters. Begins with the Qiyamah in the beginning, and the Prophet ﷺ is dealing with the people. Then it goes on to enumerating the prophets: Ibrahim, Nuh, Musa, Harun, Idris, and Lut, Yunus, alayhim salatu salam. Then at the end, it refutes the kuffar's ideology of Allah having daughters like angels or children. It's a wonderful, it's an amazing chapter in the book of Allah. And and it has these lessons as well. It deals with some of the punishments of the people in Jahannam, wal-iyadu billah. طيب, أقول إن الناس سابقا يمارون في مثل هذا. فكيف يكون في أعلى مكان ويخاطب من ينظر إليه ويكلمه في أسفل مكان. Now the Sheikh is trying to make a joke. He's trying to crack some jokes, as they say. He said people before used to criticize this statement. How they say, how could someone be so far, right? How can someone be so far and be able to speak to someone, while and look at him, and even though with this huge distance, he said, ولكن ظهرت الآن أشياء من صنع البشر. But now, even among us, different things have been invented by human beings. كالأقمار الصناعية, like the satellite dishes, right? والتلفزيونات telephones, TV. Now, you're able to have a, live, actually, phone call with video with someone all the way in China. Right or wrong? And so before they invented these, people saying, how is somebody in Jannah going to speak to someone in Jahannam with this vast distance and this sound? How is this going to happen? The Sheikh said, look, in this dunya now, this has become possible. Among the discoveries of the children of Adam in terms of invention, now you're able to speak to someone who's 50 million miles away through a telephone conversation as if he's next to you. And you're able to see him through webcam in the same fashion, right or wrong? Right. Anyways, وغير ذلك, and other than that, يرى الإنسان من خلالها من يكلمه وينظر إليه وبعد. A person is able to see the person whom he's speaking to, and even audibly speak to him. And even though this person is in a far distance, subhanAllah. مع أنه لا يمكن أن نقيس ما في الآخر على ما في الدنيا. This is while and understanding that we cannot even understand the matters of the life to come in the light of the matters of the dunya. يعني even if that wasn't the case, you cannot say because in the dunya you cannot do it, that means you cannot do it in the life to come. Because they're not the same. The realities are not the same. So this is obvious. إذن ينظرون, looking عامة, it is general. ينظرون إلى الله, they're looking at Allah. وينظرون ما لهم من النعيم, and they're looking at everything Allah has granted them as means of delightfulness. وينظرون ما يحصل لأهل النار من العذاب, and they'll be able to look at what punishment people will be receiving in the hellfire. إذا قال قائل, هذا فيه إشكال, كيف ينظرون إلى أهل النار ينكتون عليهم ويوبخونهم. The Sheikh said there's a problem. If somebody said there's a problem in this, what do you mean? Come on now, really the people of Jannah will be making fun of the people in Jahannam? Is this possible that Allah will allow the believers to poke fun at the people in Jahannam, make fun of them and kind of reprimand them? See what you get, that's what you deserve. So is there a problem with that? The Sheikh said, فَنَقُولُ وَاللَّهِ مَا أَكْثَرَ مَا أَذَاقَ أَهْلُ النَّارِ أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْعَذَابِ وَالْبَلَاءِ وَالْمُضَايَقَةِ. We say, by Allah, how abundant has it been, the harassment, the harm that the people of Jahannam have done against the people of Jannah in this dunya by torturing them and harassing them. How abundant is that? It's a lot. It's a lot. The Surah Al-Buruj. قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود. These people, they dug ditches and they burnt them and they threw the Muslims, the believers in them. And they're sitting there looking. They're watching them, looking, sitting. Right? Amazing. This is what they did to them, what? In the dunya. Today our brothers in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, wherever you go, Muslims are being what? They're being killed, raped, humiliated by the kuffar. The time will come where the tables will be turned around. And the same criminals will be in Jahannam, and the Muslims will be making fun of them. Yeah, you did this to me in the dunya, you take this now. Right? And of course, whatever punishment or whatever harassment the Muslim undergoes in this dunya is nothing compared to the punishment of Jahannam. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And the good pleasure he will get in Jannah will make him forget about all the harm. Remember the hadith that a person from the among the most the people who led the most luxurious life will be dipped in Jahannam once, taken out, and it will be said to him, "Have you ever enjoyed anything in the dunya? Did you ever have any good time?" He will say, "By Allah, I never had any." He will free all the good stuff will be erased as soon as he's dipped in the hellfire for a single dip. On the other hand, the hadith continues, and a person among the believers who led the most miserable, wretched life. He was suffering, man, poor, no money, no food, no drink. He will be dipped in Jannah once, and it will be said to him, "Did you ever suffer anything?" He will say, "Wallahi, I never suffered anything. I don't remember ever going through any difficulty." So upon these people entering Jannah, and these people enter Jannah, everything will be wiped out. Suffering. So who will be the ultimate winner? The believers. They will have eternal paradise. The kuffar will have eternal hell. Huge difference. Subhanallah. So they play with us today, and inshallah, the believers will make fun of them on the Day of Judgment. Allah tells us, the ayat I quoted earlier, Surah Al-Mutaffifin, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ. Verily those who committed crimes, the criminals, used to poke fun and laugh at those who believed. يَضْحَكُونَ سَوَاءٌ فِي مَجَلِسِهِمْ أَوْ مَعَهُمْ. They laugh at them, whether in their private gathering or they laugh at them directly. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. And when they pass by them, they would exchange glances, you know, kind of derogatory, you know, they're trying to belittlement. There's belittlement, kind of, you know, making fun of them. You could do it with a gesture, and you could do it with a statement. You say, you know, or you roll your eyes, you know, whatever, you know, look at these guys, okay? So this is what... This is hems and limbs. There's a difference between them. One is with the statement, one is with the actions. Humaza wailun likulli humazatin lumaza. I'm trying to remember which is which. Limbs, I believe, I don't remember. So we'll go back. But one of them means making fun with gestures, and the other one is with statements. Go back to the tafsir and identify which is which, inshallah. Ala kulli hal. وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. Furthermore, whenever they would return to their families, their people, they would return with jesting, laughing, you know. You know, we just came, you know, from this place. They were these Muslims, blah, 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 making fun of them. When they go back home, they have no remorsefulness, no regret, you know, over what they have done. They are totally happy. Right, enjoying themselves, happy that we were just making fun of Muslims, you know, these funny, silly Muslims. This is their condition. انقلبوا متنعمين بأقوالهم. So they returned while they're enjoying their statement. وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَلُّونَ. And this is the amazing part. When they see the believers, they say, "Look at these deviant people." The kuffar, they consider us to be deviant, misguided. And you ask the average Christian, what do you think about a Muslim who doesn't accept Jesus as Lord and Savior? He will say, "You're going to hell. You're going to hell. How can you not accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior?" So now the Muslim is deviant, misguided, and the kafir is the one who's rightly guided. Ajib, ajib their affair. قال الله تعالى فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. Now this is where the story ends. Today, meaning on the Day of Judgment, those who believe at the kuffar will be laughing. Now the tables have been turned around. عَلَى الْأَرَاكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. They're reclining on the couches, having a good time. They're having so much fun that they don't even have to move. They're making fun of them while they're in their place. Ah, look at these people burning in the hellfire. يَنْظُرُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَهُمْ وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ. Looking at them, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, they are in سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ, in the سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ, in the depth of the hellfire. إِذَن, يكون هذا من تمام عدل الله عز وجل. This then is a manifestation of Allah's justice. Allah's justice. بأن جعل هؤلاء الذين كانوا يضايقون في الدار الدنيا يضايقون في دار الدنيا جعلهم الآن يفرحون بنعمة الله عليهم. That he made those who used to be harassed in this life of this world, that they will be the ones who are happy and enjoying bliss with the favor that Allah will give them on the day of judgment. ويوبخون هؤلاء الذين في سواء الجحيم, and they will reprimand those who will be in the depths of the hellfire. So this was the second ayah. The third ayah in Surah Yunus, verse 26, للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة. للذين, for the translation, for them who have done good is the best reward and extra. Not extra, the one that is, you know, down the street. From here, we go buy some electronics. Ziyada, meaning ziyada could be a bonus. It could be extra, in addition. Something more than the expected. Something additional to the expected. طيب. Now, why does that, who knows, why is this ayah being used to prove that the believers will see Allah? For those who have done good, right? They will be good and extra. Where's the relevance between that ayah and seeing Allah on the Day of Judgment? Without reading from the book. Anyone?
Seeing Allah is extra.
How do you know? How do you know? You saying seeing Allah is extra. I agree with you. You're right. But how did you get it? Huh?
It is mentioned.
Where? You're confusing me. You said the correct answer. The ziyada is looking at Allah. But where did you get that from? Who taught you that? We didn't mention any dalil before. We just said that the ayah says, for those who did good, they will be good and a bonus, and extra. So on what basis do we say what extra could be? Extra hur'i. Right? It could be another mention in Jannah. Why looking at Allah? Because the Prophet ﷺ explained it like that. In his narration, he told the Sahaba, ziyada is looking at Allah. So this is where you got it from. But you don't remember. But at least you got it. طيب, we will see that. للذين خبر مقدم. This is like grammar. الحسنى مبتدا مؤخر. This is like nominal sentence. So like there's مبتدا and خبر. مبتدا is like, call it like subject and predicate. In other words, but the difference is that in Arabic and English, we have like in English the verb, the sentence must have a verb for it to be correct sentence. But in English, some of the verbs are called nominal sentences. Some of the sentences are nominal sentences as they don't have a verb. Al-walad jameel, the boy beautiful. Well, that is, you see what I'm saying? Anyways, wa ziyada hay an-nazar ila wajhi Allah. The ziyada is looking at Allah's face. Hakadha fassarahu an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam kama thabata dhalika fi sahih Muslim wa ghayrihi. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained it to the Sahaba, as it is authentically quoted or reported in Sahih Muslim and others. In Sahih Muslim, so that hadith is Sahih. It is authentic. ففي هذه الآية دليل على ثبوت رؤية الله من تفسير الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو أعلم الناس بمعاني القرآن بلا شك. In this ayah, there is an evidence about the affirmation of looking at Allah according to the tafsir of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, who without a doubt was the most knowledgeable of people concerning the Qur'an. Does anyone doubt that? Can anyone know the Qur'an more than the Messenger of Allah who received the Qur'an? No. وَقَدْ فَسَّرَهَا بِالنَّظَرَ إِلَى وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. And he explained it by looking at Allah's face, particularly. وَهِيَ زِيَادَةٌ عَلَى عِلْمِ الْجَنَّةِ. And this is extra than the average bounty and delight of the Jannah. So, with this hadith, still among the Muslims are those who deny. They say, no, you can't. You can't look at Allah. Because if you did, then that means that you're saying that Allah is like a creation, and if you say like Allah is like the creation, then you blah blah blah. And so because they're trying to avoid what they consider shirk, they fell into shirk and denying Allah. They try to avoid shirk by trying to stay out of the area where you try to liken Allah to His creation. In the process, they fell into shirk because their sickness is there. If they didn't feel this way, they wouldn't even have fallen into that area. But because of their sickness, they fell into shirk, and on top of that, they wind up denying the Quran and the Sunnah. Why? Because they didn't accept the Quran and the Sunnah face value. They had to find some philosophical interpretations to that which was mentioned therein. إذن فهي نعيم ليس من جنس النعيم في الجنة. It is a kind of delight which is not equal to the other kinds of entertainment that one will find in Jannah. لأن جنس النعيم في الجنة نعيم بدن أنهار وثمار وفواكه وأزواج مطهرة. The nature of delight or entertainment in Jannah is something that is pertaining to the physical body. So you will be, for instance, there will be rivers under, you know, flowing beneath the people. You direct them however you want, by the way. The أَنْهَارُهَا مِنْ خَيْرِ أُخْدُودٍ جَرَتْ سُبْحَانَ مُمْسِكُهَا عَنِ الْفَيَضَانِ. Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned in his Nuni and his poetry, the real nasheed, he said, أَنْهَارُهَا مِنْ خَيْرِ أُخْدُودٍ جَرَتْ. The rivers flow without a ditch. There isn't a path for the river. It's water flowing on the surface. However you want, you move it. It's going this way, you want it to go that way, up and down, you know, go zigzag, jump, whatever. There's no ditch for the river. It's per your own customization. You know, it's like a customized vehicle. I want it this way, I want it that way. This is the kind of, you know, rivers. Thimar, fruits. Fruits that are, وَقُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَة. The fruits are reclining themselves, are near to you. So the scholars say that when you want to eat a fruit and you're reclining on the couch, right, having a good old time, and you know, you see this wonderful apple, for example, you know, usually what do you have to do now? You have to get up. But there, it will come to you. The fruit will come to you, you know, and you just kind of pick your hand up maybe. Maybe you won't even have to do your hand, and it will be there. Or you have wildanun mukhalladun. You have eternal servants, you know, going around handling business. You know, making sure everything is nice and dandy. I mean, this is what the Sahaba believed, right? And when they believed this, this dunya was worth a pair of shoes for them. They could care less. So one of the Salaf, one of the Sahaba, during one of the battles, when it was said to him that, you know, as soon as you go on this battlefield, man, and you die, you go to Jannah, and he's been hearing all this about Jannah, he had some dates in his hand. He said, man, if I'm going to sit here eat these dates, this is a long life. You know, come on, I'm going to eat a date. To then go, this, I'm wasting my time. He didn't even eat the dates. He ran out there and he was killed in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they believed, so they died for the sake of Allah. This is how you become a shaheed. That your iman is so strong that usually what do we hate? We hate death. We hate leaving behind our wives, our children, our relatives, our neighbors. You hate departure. Even when you travel, you hate departure. But the believer believes so much in Jannah that there's no doubt, you know. Because if you had doubt, you wouldn't do this. Well, maybe if I die, I won't go anywhere, right? So let me just stay in the dunya. At least I know I can have some good stuff. But that's not how they used to be. They had yaqeen, certainty that Jannah was waiting for them, especially the shaheed. His soul will go straight to Jannah. And they'll be hanging, you know, in birds that will fly around in Jannah, and they will remain under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is wonderful stuff for the mu'mins, the mu'minun, and because of that they were ready to die. And if they didn't die, they didn't care about this dunya. They used it to accumulate good deeds and build for their life to come. SubhanAllah, it's an amazing thing, you know, when we have the correct understanding of the deen. Tayyib. So this was the fruits. Fawakih, similarly. وَأَزْوَاجُ مُطَهَرَةً. And purified mates. Purified mates, you know, حُور الْعِينَ. You know, no elaboration on this one. Some of us are not married here, and so I don't want you to get overexcited. طيب. وَسُرُورُ الْقَلْبِ فِيهَا تَبَعًا. Now, the happiness of the heart is secondary to the happiness of the body. This is in Jannah. لكن النظر إلى وجه الله نعيم القلب. However, looking at the face of Allah is where the delight of the heart is. So the other things were delighting your body. You're having a good time, you know, eating, drinking, having a mate, and all that good stuff. But in terms of pleasure to the heart, this is attained in Jannah by looking at the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. لَا يَرَى أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ نَعِيمًا أَفْضَلَ مِنْ So much so that the people of Jannah will not feel or encounter or come across anything that is more delightful to them than looking at Allah Azza wa Jal. نسأل الله أن يجعلنا ممن يراه. We ask Allah to make us among those who will look at Him. Ameen. وهذا نعيم ما له من نظير أبدا. This kind of delight is unparalleled. لا فواكه, no fruit. ولا أنهار, no rivers. ولا غيرها, nothing else. You cannot compare the delight and the pleasure of looking at Allah with the other, you know, mundane things of the even Jannah. Become insignificant in comparison to looking at Allah Azza wa Jal. ولهذا قال وزيادة أي زيادة على الحسنى. That's what Allah says. للذين أحسنوا الحسنى. حسنى is all kinds of good. And then on top of that, looking at Allah. So that made that looking at Allah superior to the husna, because that was the addition. Ajib, ajib. This was the third ayah. The fourth ayah, quickly. Well, there's no such thing as quickly. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ Surah Qaf, verse 35. They will have whatever they wish therein, and with us is more. قوله لهم ما يشاءون فيها أي في الجنة كل ما يشاءون. Everything in paradise they will have, whatever one wills. وقد ورد في الحديث الصحيح. Now listen to this now. And it has been narrated to us in an authentic narration. أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. A man said to the Messenger of Allah, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, أفي الجنة خيل, are there any horses in Jannah? فإني أحب الخيل, I love horses. Right, this is probably a Bedouin, right? I love horses. فَقَالَ إِنْ يُدْخِلَكَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ فَلَا تَشَاءُ أَنْ تَرْكَبَ فَرَسًا مِنْ يَقُوتَةٍ حَمْرَاءٍ تَطِيرُ بِكَ فِي أَيِّ الْجَنَّةِ شِيْتَ إِلَّا فَعَلْتْ He said, if Allah allows you to enter paradise, then you would not wish to ride a horse that is made of a red pearl. It will fly wherever you want it in Jannah, except that Allah will give you that. So not only will you have a horse, you'd be flying on a horse, right? Like, you know when you used to watch cartoon? And oh, it always like, oh, this is so amazing. You know, they ride animals and they fly in the sky. And you try to do it. You know, my uncle tried to do it once. May Allah guide him to Islam. He watched Superman. And when he finished watching Superman, this is the problem of watching these things. He put a towel around his neck and he jumped out of the balcony. They caught him before he flew, actually. He was right at the edge of jumping and my grandma caught him. He thought he was going to, you know, fly off the balcony, go across the street with his towel. You know? He thought he was Superman. He watched Superman. He put a towel, you know, he tucked it into his shirt and he tried to jump out the balcony thinking that he will fly like Superman. Alhamdulillah, they caught him before he jumped. Anyways, so you know, when we were young, maybe that's just me and my family, I don't know if it doesn't apply to you, I'm sorry. But the point being, you remember you used to watch some cartoon where people are flying and you always wished you could fly. Sometimes in your dream that you were flying around, you know, going over buildings and so on and so forth. It's a wonderful idea. And people in Jannah will be able to fly on a horse, right, made out of a red diamond, red pearl. Ajib. Then, قال العربي يا رسول الله. Now this man, unbelievable. He said, oh Messenger of Allah, أفي الجنة, are they camels? In Jannah, I mean, he's stuck on this stuff, man. فَإِنِّي يُحِبُّ الْإِبْلِ I love camels, you know. قَالَ يَا عَرَبِي He said, oh Arabian man, you know, Bedouin, he's a Bedouin. إِيُدْخِلْكَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ أَصَبْتَ مَشْرَهَتْ نَفْسَكْ وَلَذَّتْ عَيْنَكْ If Allah allows you to enter Jannah, you will get whatever you want and whatever pleases you. Okay? Otherwise, he's going to ask him maybe next, are there any sheep in Jannah? And so on, so whatever you want, you will get it. So you can, you know, have a good old time. And I remember when we were kids, how did our parents try to encourage us? By striking, you know, the closest example. Like sometimes, you know, you just love to have some chicken and french fries. And so I remember they used to tell us when you were a kid, in Jannah, if you just suddenly wanted french fries and chicken, boom, there it is in front of you. So like, oh, you know, back then this is the greatest thing in the world. Imagine, you don't have to wait for it to be cooked or go to the, you know, the restaurant. You just wish for chicken and there it is. But it's more than chicken and fries, for information. Now, فَإِذَا اشْتَهَى أَيِّ شَيْءٍ فإنه يكون ويتحقق. حتى إن بعض العلماء يقول لو اشتهى الولد لكان له ولد، فكل شيء يشتهونه فهو لهم. So whatever they will, they shall, whatever they wish for, they shall be granted. Some of the ulama said, even if you wish to have a child, then you will have a child. You want a child, a child will be yours. Anything that you want will be yours. Nothing, there's no deprivation. There's no deprivation. You will not be deprived of anything on the Day of Judgment. Inshallah ta'ala in Jannah. وقوله لدينا مزيد أي مزيد على ما يشاءون لدينا مزيد and we have more meaning more over what they want يعني أن الإنسان إذا شاء شيئا يعطى إياه ويعطى زيادة meaning if someone asks for something it will be given to him and he will be given something extra كما جاء في الحديث الصحيح في آخر أهل الجنة دخولا as authentically narrated and the hadith of the last person to enter Jannah you all know the hadith? You don't know the hadith of the last person to enter Jannah? Yeah, it was mentioned in one of the khutbah. Your brothers missed the khutbah on Jannah. You don't know the hadith about the man who barely makes it over the sirat and then the tree will be, you know, will be... right. And he will continue to move. Yeah, you know them. يُعْطِيهُ اللَّهُ نَعِيمًا وَنَعِيمًا Allah will give him more and more. وَيَقُولْ رَضِيتْ And Allah will say, are you happy now? Are you pleased now? يقول له لك مثله عشرة أمثال Allah will tell him you will have that and 10 times that right in some narrations more some narrations less فهو أكثر مما يشاء it is more than what he wants وفسر المزيد كثيرا من العلماء أو عفوا كثيرا من العلماء بما فسر به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الزيادة وهي النظر إلى وجه الله الكريم and many of the علماء explain the ayah زيادة the same way they explained No, لدينا مزيد the same way they explain زيادة which is looking at the noble face of Allah سبحانه وتعالى فتكون الآيات التي ساقها المؤلف رحمه الله لإثبات رؤية الله تعالى أربعا So then the verses which the Imam Shaykh Al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah quoted to prove the vision of Allah, the believers seeing Allah on the Day of Judgment are four وهناك آية خامسة However there's a fifth ayah which the Shafi'i quoted And we will leave that inshallah ta'ala till next time because some of our brothers live far and they wish to make it to the salah in the first row in their local neighborhood. So with this we conclude our dars. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.